Well, I totally agree with you on that. And so, but there for me, there were three things that stuck out. Number one, Big Fatty's visit. Big Fatty.
He's still going to complain.
He probably will. But I mean, we had to say that, right? But there were two things that that were really awesome for me this year is the interview we did with Cox Ox, because that was our first proper interview that we did.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty.
He's still going to complain.
He probably will.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2352 of a BFO for Thursday the 19th of June 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I've got a list. I've got some voice letters. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Yes. Hello, VRCS B. Hey, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your VRCs today, because y'all, I got something I want you to put in your VRC. Y'all, it's a show I talked about last year, and y'all, it's called Baskets. Big Fatty, is that like the Basket Fest? Well, kind of, but y'all, it is... Zach Galifianakis, I think that's his name, and that Louis Anderson, and Louis Anderson plays Zach's mother, and y'all, it is absolutely hysterical. In fact, Louis Anderson won an award for his portrayal, and and y'all, the second season debuts tonight, Thursday night. Now I'm not quite sure what channel it's on, but you can goggle it and all. But y'all, watch it, and if you can get to season one, also you ought to watch it too, because y'all. But it's called Baskets, and y'all, it's just. Just lovely. Can you hear that? Can you yes, Big Fatty? We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, I went to the Vons East during my lunch hour. Y'all, I didn't. There wasn't very much in the newspaper. The circular, and y'all, so I just didn't get very much. Yes, Big Fatty, but I did pick up a couple of things. Y'all, they had the Wishbone solid dressing on sale. It was buy one, get one free, and y'all, they had one. It was honey lemon solid dressing. Y'all, that just sounded good, and if it's not good on a solid, I can always use it as a... As a marinade. So, y'all, they had the big potty size bags of the chips and all. And y'all, so I bought a potty size bag. It was buy one, get one free. I bought a potty size bag of the Cheetos, the crackly crunch ones. And, y'all, I just took them to the coal mine. People eat that. And, you know, I always like to take a little snicker snack from the Vonsies to the coal mine. Y'all, picked me up a quart of milk. I got, y'all, they had the good specialty bagged solids on sale. So I got the spinach bacon, and I got the, it's a ginger dressing. It's a solid with a ginger dressing on it. Got one of each of those. Y'all, I going to make me some of my ham solid. That I like, but y'all, I was out of the yellow mustard. Big Fatty, you couldn't have a sausage biscuit either. It's true. It was buy one, get one free, so I got a container of yellow mustard. Y'all, I picked up a six-pack box of the Von's East brand Theraflu, because y'all, I only had one envelope left, and I'm drinking it right now. One moment, please. Big Fatty. And y'all, then for my lunch, I got me a turkey whole submarine sandwich. It wasn't on sale, but y'all, it just sounded good. Turkey and Swiss cheese. put some lettuce and dill pickles and banana peppers and the spicy mustard on it. And y'all, I had half of that for my lunch, and I've got the other half that I'm gonna have Thursday. So anyway, y'all had to ask for my senior citizens discount. Big fan, I can't believe they didn't think you were ancient. But y'all, all I spent was $21.87, but I saved $9.92. Yes, Big Freddy.
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today come to us from over there at the WWW over at the BFO. And y'all are from that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco. Should I say name twice? And Kathy Marshall writes and says, is the ruby red like slippers or ruby red like a Texas grapefruit? Inquiring minds need to know, and congratulations on the new Ford enamel, or was that the Ford Edama, or the Ford Edamame, or the Ford Edsel? No, that's not right. A Ford Excel, that sounds familiar. As my Hatterina would say, use it in good health. Well, first of all, Kathy Marshall, thank you so much for the comments, and these are excellent questions. It's excellent questions, and it's the Ford Edge. It is the Ford Edge. It is not the Excel is something you do on the computer, and we know what a Ford Enema, Big Fatty, vulgar, and a Edamame, that's just vile. But is it ruby red like the slippers or like a Texas grapefruit? And Kathy, it is ruby red, as if Dorothy's slippers came from the same mold. Big Fatty, better that than an old squirty grapefruit. It gets in your eye and everything, give you pink eye.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is the Faye driver. Congratulations on the new purchase of your new ruby red Ford Edge. I wonder what we're going to call it. I'm very curious to hear about. And thank you so much for the very detailed report on the dealings with the manager and the purchasing dealership and all that. So, excellent report. Just an excellent purchasing report. Sounds like a magnificent vehicle. I'm so happy for you. You've got a brand new vehicle to take you into your latter years. Congratulations. I can't wait to see some pictures, Big Fatty. All right, I am the Faye driver. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Faye driver from the Pink Wingnuts little show. Oh, and Faye driver, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely, as always, to hear your voice and the hum of the road in the background. I tell the Faye driver that I wanted to chat with him about the ruby red, and y'all, I think that's what I'm gonna call. Think that's what I'm gonna call it, the ruby red. Yes, Big Fatty. You know, talk over some things with it. Y'all, I will let you know that I spoke to my credit union, and, you know, because that was the piece of the puzzle that I hadn't verified yet that I was going to be able to indeed get the lower interest rate and all that kind of stuff. So I checked on that, and that has indeed been confirmed. So y'all, we are in good shape. We're in good shape for the refinancing of the Ruby Red. But Faye Driver, I look forward to chitter-chatting with you. Big Fatty, are you going to record it? Well, I don't know. Hadn't thought about it, but I guess that's a possibility. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, how are you? It's Jeremiah. I was calling to tell you I have had this H1N1 flu here myself, the hog flu or whatever they call it. And, Lord, I'm going to tell you, I'd have had to get better to be laid out at the funeral home. No, never again. And I had the flu shot. I'm going to sue somebody. Anyway, I was calling about your new little Ruby Red. Those are wonderful automobiles. You'll love it. You will just love it. And it has more room to haul the sling and whatnot, and Durwood and Kitty's accessories to the horror hotel. So I'm just so glad that you got that new little car and that you're feeling better from the flu. And there's more and more houses going up over there in the Fat Acres. Don't get mixed up with one of them married boys that moves in there, though, because they're crazy. Big Fatty, married boys is crazy. And it ain't worth it. Just a Lord, it ain't worth it. All right, but you know sometimes that you just get digmatized and you can't help yourself. But, Lord, don't we all know about that? All right, then, Big Fatty. Well, enjoy the new car. I hope you feel better. Countdown to retirement. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is Jeremiah. Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, thank you so much for the call. It absolutely puts a little pit-a-pat in Big Fatty's heart. Big Fatty! You just put a smile on my face every time you call, and it's lovely to hear your advice on the married boys. I can't say that I'll be able to follow that advice to the letter, but we will see. We will do the very best that we can. And Jeremiah, you just keep on calling. You just make Big Fatty happy.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Midwest Matt. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better. Gave us all a terrible scare whenever you get sick. Anyways, I hope you'll be on your back feet again soon. And having lots of gentlemen callers. Anyways, you have a good day, and love you to pieces, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is Midwest Matt of the Midwest Matt Little Show. Y'all, if you hadn't listened to Midwest Matt's Little Show, you need to do that. It's lovely. And Matt, you need to put a new one out. Yes, Big Fatty, he's falling behind, worrying about you and your ailments and all. Well, it's true. And Matt, it just does my heart good that folks are checking up on the elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, you know the Faye Driver thinks when you hit 60, you're at death's door. Oh.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. I have an Ask Big Fatty question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from North Kakalaki. Y'all, from a former number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, it's that Moose P. Moose, what you got?
Oh, shit. Do you ever have those times when your brain just completely goes blank and you completely forget why you walk into a room or why you're calling somebody or why you're recording a file? Well, that's happening here. I had a good question, too. Big Fatty, do you ever have these brain farts? Maybe that's my question. Bye, Big Fatty.
Dick. I see y'all. That, of course, is that Moose P. And Moose P, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Now, let me see if I can remember the answer to this excellent question. Now, let me see if I can remember the question. The question was, do you ever forget what you were thinking about or why you were going to do something and you forgot why you were going to do it, or you got ready to do it and you... Oh, that's that turkey submarine sandwich. And then you forgot. Big Fatty, do you remember who called? I think it was Moose P. The answer is, Moose, yes. I do have brain farts. Big Fatty, that's not the only kind of farts you have. Well, that's probably true, too. And Moose, and the other thing about it is, I can assure you, it will eventually come back to you. So whenever you remember it, just give us a call back. Yes, Big Fatty, content.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of, oh fuck, this isn't working. This is Moose. I do love you, Big Fatty. I can't imagine what I'm going to do after your show ends at 3,000 because I've forgotten how to eat my Cheerios without listening to you. Well, since I won't be eating my Cheerios, maybe I can lose some extra weight. Bye, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was so sweet. Moose, that is... that is so sweet. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for participating in the Gus Chad Junior Content Contest. Big Fatty, was he quoting Shakespeare? How do I love thee? Let me count. Is that Patty Bacon? Y'all, speaking of Patty Bacon, y'all, I'm worried about Patty Bacon. She has all but fallen off the face of the earth. But anyway, Moose P, thank you so much for that. And you're just the sweetest thing, Big Fatty. He's touched your heart. Better that than what was that fart? Brain fart? Yes. Y'all, I just want to close out today with a couple of things. Y'all, I got several people got in touch with me letting me know about that Christian Messer out there in the Portland, Oregon. He does the little show with Farrell. Pleased to meet you. And y'all, evidently, I guess it was over the weekend, he suffered a heart attack, and he is in the intensive care unit out there. So y'all, please send good thoughts to him and keep him in your thoughts. And y'all, we hope that he is back on his feet. And from what I understand, he was shoveling snow for other people when all this happened. Oh, dear Gussie. One other thing. I didn't play the birthday music on the Hump Day show, but y'all, Wednesday would have been the celebration of exiting the birth canal of David in Denver. David passed away. I guess it's been a couple of years now, maybe 3 years now. He passed away, and y'all, he was one of the ones, along with Brian out there in Denver, that made the Hamasol for Big Fatty. And y'all, he was just a sweet man, and we keep him alive in our thoughts today. Y'all, at the beginning of today's Lou's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants show. And Turnipin, do you have an entry for the January contest?
Big Fatty.
He's still going to complain.
He probably will.
Oh, that, I don't know if that's good enough. Maybe you should call in with an entry.
You can leave a comment on the website at Big Fatty Online. And you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.